This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Monday Night Edition. We're here, by the way, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us live on some radio station. You can join us online as well because we have live streaming at freetalklive.com, broadband version as well as a dial-up version. So two sizes should fit pretty much every internet connection at freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 888-532-4604, 1-888-532-4604, or visit them online, freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. All right, so last hour, we were getting into an email, Manwich, that you had about the snow penis controversy from last week. And, Manwich, your position on offensive things placed in people's yards is that if it's really offensive to you, for instance, Torgo came up with an idea that if I put a large photograph of your mother naked in my front yard...
And I would have to assume that you got that willingly from her.
Yes, that I had taken with her permission...
Which I don't see that happening particularly, but okay.
It's total fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that I'm fantasizing about doing that.
Mom, which would not be happy with this conversation, I can assure you.
So if I'd put that picture up in my front yard, you said you would probably come along at night with a black mask and just destroy it.
I absolutely would.
And Johnson, you actually were agreeing with Manwich on this.
Absolutely. If he's willing to take personal responsibility, if you're willing to take personal responsibility for your actions, and you know whatever the law is, even on the libertarian society, if you are taking responsibility for destroying that person's property, then absolutely.
I don't think that you should be able to just shoot somebody who's destroying some, something that's offensive in your front yard.
You should be able to warn them first that you're going to shoot them.
If the snow penis is there, all I have to do is plow through it, and then you have to shoot me afterwards. You have to shoot me in cold blood right there in your yard.
And some people might be willing to be shot, depending on how offensive the material is.
I don't know about willing, but they might. Some people might be rash.
So are you defending violence, Johnson? Is that what you're doing? I'm not quite sure I understand your position.
I don't know that it's necessarily violent to destroy property.
Yes, it is. It's using force on somebody else's thing.
It's force. There's a difference between force and violence.
Personal responsibility.
And I'm against force in the use of the state. But if it's person-to-person force, some people need to settle some things out. You're not going to ever create... I'm sorry, if you think that you can ever create a society that's completely devoid of force, you're delusional.
No, I didn't say that necessarily, but what I'm saying is that as a libertarian, you should be someone who stands up for the property owner, whether or not you agree with what it was that he was putting on his property.
I absolutely stand up for the property owner's right to shoot someone who comes on their property and does that, but... That if you are willing to take that risk, then I support your right to do so.
Okay.
I don't support anyone's right to shoot just somebody who comes on their property, like kids picking flowers, or somebody who's destroying a picture of, an obscene picture or an obscene snow sculpture. That seems ludicrous to me, and I think the person who shoots them should do time. I really do.
So even after you've given them a warning, you think...
So you're both taking anti-freedom positions, and I'm the only one taking the true freedom position, which is... Basically,
I'm taking an anti-freedom position.
Yes, you are. You're not supporting his right to go on to somebody else's property.
He doesn't have a right to go on anybody else's property.
Yes, he does. If he's taking their...
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. You always have the right to take your licks. You always have the right to do something...
You're asking permission. You should ask permission to go on other people's property.
No, you have the right to do something immoral and take responsibility for your actions. You have the right to go out and kill someone and then be put to death penalty. That's your freedom to do. You have the freedom to make a mistake.
I don't know about right. The right is the correct word.
Yeah, right is definitely not the
right
word.
I think you have the freedom
word.
To be responsible for your own actions.
Absolutely. You should be responsible.
I think that's a right. You have the right to be responsible for your own actions. In fact, I think that...
It's weird.
If anything should be forced on someone, that should be
100% against what he's saying, but...
Yeah, I don't quite think he's using the right word either. I don't know what the right word would be for
that. Libertarianism preaches personal responsibility.
Right,
it's one of the tenets. And if I'm willing to be responsible for destroying a picture of my mother naked on your front lawn...
If you're willing to possibly face death for it, absolutely.
I don't see that death is fair.
If you get caught, of course, it's not fair, but maybe you shouldn't have been messing with my property in the first place.
Your property, really? Like this poster board and this sign, this $2-3 worth of materials?
Sound like a stampede.
I'm not sure what that is. There's some sort of funny noise on the line. Go ahead.
Strange. Anyway, you know, if I destroy this $2 or $3 worth of material that you put up in your front yard that I find so very offensive, no, I don't think you should be able to shoot somebody for that any more than I think you should be able to mow somebody's kid down who comes to pick flowers in your front yard.
Right. 800-259-5791. Anyway, we're having some, I guess, technical problems here in the studio. Well, let's talk about what Harry Brown has to say. We'll put Harry Brown on hold because Tyler's on the line. Tyler in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
How you doing tonight?
Good, sir.
Doing all right.
All right. I heard you say a while ago that you'd like to do another movie review, and I have a suggestion for you.
Okay.
It's called Star Wreck in the Perkining. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No.
Okay. It's a parody of Star Trek and Babylon 5. Done by five friends in a two-bedroom apartment with an extremely low budget.
Why would I want to watch this?
Because it's feature length, it has a good story, and it has the best computer graphics to ever come out of the Finnish movie industry.
So you and your friends made a movie?
No, it's Finnish? Not. It's not me and my friends. It was a bunch of Finnish guys.
Okay,
like Finland.
Yeah. Finland. Right. Correct.
It took them
7 years to do it, and it's actually quite the accomplishment.
Huh. Well, you know what? I honestly don't have much time to watch movies, but I'll. Keep it in mind.
Did you ever see that? There was some sort of Star Wars fan movie. Did you ever see that one? I think we covered that on the show.
It's much better than those. Much, much, much higher quality.
Well, what's it called?
No, this
again?
One was like hugely professional. I don't know. Right. I mean, if there'd be the difference, but this one was pretty incredible. I don't know if that's.
How much money did they spend on it?
Shoestring budget. I don't know for sure. But...
for some action figures.
Well, they they're very.
How did
creative.
You find out about it?
It was on a website that I frequent.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is available.
Dorks.com?
Yeah. So actually, it's called Flash Dot.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty,
okay.
Pretty close.
Dorks.com,
yeah. The movie is available for download for free from Star Trek.
Yeah, because nobody would pay for it.
Actually, it's available for sale, and it has done some sales. You guys are discrediting it before you've seen it.
We're just having fun with it. That's all. It's just funny. And we're going to let you say the name of it again.
It's called... Star Wreck in the Perkining. Star Wreck is a series, and in the Perkining is the most recent movie. It's available at starwreck.com.
Do they speak English?
It's subtitled.
Oh, okay.
sounds very interesting.
Thanks for the call, Tyler.
Thanks,
we appreciate the recommendation. 800-259-5791.
You know, if you want to watch some libertarian sci-fi, I recommend... I'd recommend the Firefly series. This is kind of they're a little bit libertarian.
That's the movie. Serenity.
Yeah, Serenity. That was the podcast that was beating us for some time because but that was a very 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 good.
Well, now
series.
the libertarian pro freedom community, the anarchist community, free marketeers, whatever, they're all kind of a buzz about V for Vendetta. Have you heard of that one yet?
Is that the movie's coming out now?
Is that coming out?
I heard
that they're remaking
out.
That.
And they've apparently
Snake
remade
people
it.
That eat mice.
No, not V.
That's just V.
Oh.
You're thinking of V, which is a sci-fi series about aliens, right?
Well,
right.
We were just talking about sci-fi. Sorry.
This is V for Vendetta.
Well, V for Vendetta is a comic book from the late 80s.
A graphic novel, I think, is what it is.
I think it was a comic book originally.
Really?
It came out, I think so.
See, we all read dork.com.
You can find out at slash.com.
Dork.com might be a porn site. I don't know.
No.
So
I don't know what that site is. I just made it up.
But it was basically a site about what I could tell as like a communo anarchist,
really,
who was blowing up bits of fascist, you know, future fascist London.
And, right.
I'm actually reading the comic book, the graphic novel now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I picked it up on Sunday.
Well, you have to give
liking it a lot.
You have to give us an advance, clue in as to the storyline and all that, because the movie I think is coming out in springtime of 2006, and yes, it does involve a lot of blowing up of government officials. And people, and it just looks like a lot of fun.
I think it's bad because it gives anarchists the bomb lobbing, stereotype.
Yeah, but I'm still going to enjoy the hell out of it. 800-259-5791. All right, Harry Brown is going to tell us why we're libertarians. And, Manwich, you should pay attention.
Oh, I'm paying attention.
Because when Harry Brown speaks, you should listen. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Bring up anything. 800-259-5791. From the political to the personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We could use your vote. We're currently ranked at the number 5 position, number 5 podcast in the world. Thanks to those of you who have gone and voted so far this month. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. All you have to do to help us get back to the top is go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that's vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address, and you will be it'll be a big help to us, because when we're up there in the top five, it gets us more listeners. When we're number one, we get a lot more listeners, and more listeners is a good thing because it means more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. And speaking of liberty, We are going to get to this article from Harry Brown. And the reason I am bringing it up here is because when you say things like you said in the last segment, Johnson, like you have the freedom or you have the right to go and do something terrible and take responsibility for it. Well, I almost feel like you're kind of okay with the idea of doing something terrible to somebody else. While, yes, you're free to do something terrible, you shouldn't be doing it, nor should you be encouraging the idea, nor should you side with the person who did something terrible.
Well,
you see what I mean?
How else? Okay, let me ask you this. How is the problem going to get solved? I mean, if someone's doing something specifically to promote and aggravate you, like blasting, you know, whatever, or posting naked pictures of your wife.
Well, you should live in a deed-restricted community.
You know, I mean,
well, contracts.
The problem is that currently, I agree with the deed-restricted communities. Currently, we live in a system where zoning takes the place of deed-restricted communities in a lot of places.
So we just get rid of zoning, and then deed restrictions will start popping up.
How are you going to deed-restrict a community where it's already built? Can you imagine trying to get 100%,
right,
you get 100% of people to agree on it?
Somewhere else, you also can't predict anything like that. So, I mean, what if your neighbor just takes it upon himself one day, your neighbor who you've been friends with for 20
years, ridiculous,
decides to do something like this? You know, your neighbor who's been friends with you for 20 years, and this situation's never arisen in the community.
So take it to arbitration.
Wait just a second.
You shouldn't use violence. That's all I'm saying.
Wait just a second. You said to move into a deed-restricted community. So what you're saying is that you'd like to see the property values plummet in communities where there aren't deed restrictions.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what would happen if there was
what happens in Houston.
If there's no enforcement.
And I don't consider I don't consider destruction of property violence, because in a libertarian society, not only are you going to be held responsible for your actions, but you're also going to be forced to pay restitution.
Okay, and so then that I could just put my picture right back up, right? After you paid me restitution, I could go down to the printer and print out another picture and put it right back up,
yep,
with the money
absolutely
that you paid me.
Well, it'd be quite some time before I paid you restitution, you can believe that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it would.
I don't know how I feel about that, Manwich, because...
Well, I think you should take me to court,
yeah,
and let a jury of my peers convict me.
Well, right,
me.
That's why I think arbitration's a much better deal here, instead of going over and just taking the matter into your own hands and destroying somebody else's property. I don't think it's ever appropriate to destroy another person's property. And you can say it's not violence, but it's definitely force, and I think it's wrong.
How are you going to get an arbitrator to get you to take down this picture if you are a jackass enough to put it up?
Well, if you've agreed to the arbitrator's decision, then you'll have to take it down yourself, or else then somebody will use force on you because you've agreed to the arbitrator's decision. You've entered a contract at that point.
Why would you agree to the arbitrator's decision about something you put up on your own front lawn?
That would have to do with where you live, Manwich.
See, and there you go.
If you're so darn concerned about where you live, then move somewhere where there's plenty of rules that control other people's property.
I'm saying
property.
You have
just don't understand your issue.
Impractical view of this because...
there's new neighborhoods being built all the time. Why is it impractical to say, move?
I should throw mine away. I should see the property value plummet in my area because I bought...
No, in Houston it is not plummeting. Why do we have to repeat this?
Houston has obscenity laws. Okay.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. That's the other reason why I support Manwich on this, is because if someone is doing something like this, they are lowering the property value of the entire neighborhood, because most people don't want to move into neighborhoods where there are giant snow penises on the lawn.
How do you know that?
Because the statistics in this country say that this country is 80% or 90% Christian, and they don't like snow penises on people's
front lawns. Why were they getting so many honks and waves from people then?
It's funny. It's a joke. That doesn't necessarily mean they want to live next to it, and they probably are looking at the
plate. If they made that thing out of concrete, it would have been a whole different story. With a couple of blue veins running up that thing,
yeah,
you can believe there wouldn't have been as many honks and waves then.
I'd have loved to see the cops try to deal with that.
That probably still would have been a lot.
Transitoriness. You know, it's the fact that it is temporary. It's made out of snow.
Yeah.
And if I run over it, you know, if I pile drive it, hit it like I'm going in for the quarterback, I've proven that.
Yeah.
That's all.
There's also a huge difference between some kids driving through the neighborhood and honking because they don't live there, and some adults who do live there in that neighborhood driving by and seeing this monstrosity next to their house.
Let's go to the phones to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Gene, how do you feel about Johnson advocating destroying your neighbor's property if you don't like it?
You know, I think the whole discussion was silly. I didn't call about that.
I agree.
Yeah, but as an anarchist, I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think about destroying somebody else's property.
Have you been listening to the argument?
Only while I've been on hold, but I've also seen it on the BBS. In my opinion, the guy's got a right to put whatever he wants to in his yard. I don't care what it is. But if I'm his neighbor and I don't like it, I'll just knock it down. I mean, I'm sorry. That's exactly the way I look at things.
What if he comes out of his house while you're destroying his property and threatens to shoot you? Then what?
Well, then I shoot back, you know.
Oh, jeez.
I don't worry about the police and the laws and all those things. I don't think they have any place in society. But
you wouldn't actually do it. I mean, if there was a snow penis down the street from you, you wouldn't care enough to bother knocking it down.
I wouldn't bother to knock it down.
Gene's a Christian, by the way, so there you go. Just wanted to point that out.
But here's the deal. I wanted to talk about the other night. I got to keep calling up and straightening out your callers when they get things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you guys don't straighten them out either, and that is the other night you guys were talking about the rights of the prisoners at Gitmo and the rights of the shoe bomber and everything because he's a U.S. citizen, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But it has nothing to do with being a U.S. citizen or any other kind of citizen because rights are inherent. Now, our founding fathers believed they were inherent because they came from the Creator. You guys, I know, don't like that discussion, but that's beside the point. The point is...
I like the phrase. The phrase, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights.
That's absolutely right, and that's the way they looked upon it. And if you look at the Supreme Court decision in you look up Yitwo on the Supreme Court and you'll get it. It's an old 1885 case or something. It's a Chinaman in San Francisco trying to run his laundry, and the city codes told him he couldn't do it in a wooden building, and he took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. And he was not a U.S. citizen. All of his rights were protected 100%.
Hmm.
He was a citizen of China, still a subject of the emperor of China at the time. He had been living in San Francisco for something like 18 years. But the point I'm trying to make here is your rights have nothing to do with where you are on the planet. You have the same rights here as you have in China, as you have in Timbuktu, anywhere in the world.
Well, yes, but however, you do have to realize that the governments only respect certain rights, and they only recognize certain rights.
Our government recognizes those rights, and therefore that extends to the entire globe. It does not stop.
I agree with you that it should, but it's not in reality.
I don't think it should in one specific case.
It's a legal principle that was decided in 1865.
Gotcha.
There is no argument. It's already been decided.
Well,
it extends across the globe.
Now, if there's foreign enemy combatants, and I mean people in uniform, that attack this soil, and that's really the only reason that I believe in war, then I think that they could be held till the end of a war without, you know, their due process and all that stuff.
Just shoot them when you find them. You don't
Thanks
have
for
to
the call, Gene.
Trial.
Appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. All right, we're going to get to the Harry Brown thing coming up. Your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. We know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
perhaps Jenna Bush,
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to libertystickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time. So call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free. You take control of the phones. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph, and not just any photo, one that's validated, and that means that they have taken a photo specifically for Free Talk Live, showing that they listen to the show in the picture. You can get all the details at freetalklive.com on the Shrine of Female Listeners. And when it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you'll get a choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com. Your florist of choice. To the phones we go. It is a show about your calls. Dead Meat in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen, what's shaking?
What's up, dude?
Hey, you know what? I know you guys, you know, doing the political thing lately, and you mentioned George Bush's little quote about the Constitution being a GD piece of paper.
Right.
I was listening to the radio today. I just happened to hear him quoting the Constitution and saying that it was his constitutional duty to do that phone tapping stuff with the NSA.
Now, yeah, he says he has
wrong, but isn't that a GD piece of paper? Why is he quoting it?
Right. Well, it's GD unless it disagrees. It's only GD if it disagrees with what he wants.
Right.
And actually,
exactly.
Of course, he's just making it up now. I mean, there's no authority granted to him in the Constitution that allows him to do roving wiretaps or whatever it is that they're doing. He's just making
right.
it up. And that's what they're doing. And we actually have some quotes from the administration on their defense of this whole NSA situation. And they're saying, well, what we've done is fully within the law. When Congress passed the resolution authorizing force in Iraq, this was counted underneath it because we were given force by the Congress. Congress said, well, you can use force, and this is force, and so we're using it. We're legal. That's what their
force against
is.
The American people.
Right.
We're waging war on ourselves.
That's what their excuse is that it's fully legal.
It's just a load of crap.
Yeah. I don't care if it's legal or not. It's wrong.
So wait, under that same logic, they should just bomb some cities because it's collateral damage. It's like, well, we were authorized to use force, and we thought there might be a terrorist
right.
somewhere in New York City, so
sure.
we decided to blow up all of New York.
It was legal.
It was legal.
The problem is
exactly.
with people that support this is they support it because they're Republicans, and they would vote for Stalin if he ran for the Republican
sure.
ticket. The thing is that if the Democrats were doing something like this, they'd be howling at the top of their lungs.
Boom!
And
the Democrats would be saying, it's legal.
Yeah, and it's just...
Bill Clinton said that. I was following the law.
Yep.
That doesn't mean, and they always come from this position of, well, if it's legal, it must be good. That's the unsaid parameter there. But it's wrong. Your thoughts, Dead Meat.
You know what? It's just a bunch of load of crap. We need to impeach him, get rid of him, less government.
I thought you wanted to call about my underwear. That's what it says in the call screening software here. What?
Well, George Bush is pretty much the same thing, right?
Well, I don't have George Bush in my pants, if that's what you're insinuating. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. I tend to go commando.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
I did not want to know
TMI.
That. I really did not want to know that.
All right.
I don't think our listeners wanted to know that.
Oh, please. Get over
it. I'd like to advocate the wearing of underpants to all of our listeners. Like,
why?
Why?
Yeah.
It's cleaner.
Okay. As long as you're... What, are you wearing the same pair of pants 5 days in a row or something like that?
No. It's just gross.
Anyway.
Ian's all about being free.
Let's go to the... Let's go to the article from Harry Brown. And, by the way, we'd like to apologize in advance for Johnson's imitation here of Harry Brown. In case it offends anybody.
I don't think it's going to offend.
I think you're pretty good at it, though.
Do you?
Yeah. Harry Brown, why you're a libertarian?
Why you are a libertarian? You're a libertarian because you abhor violence. When a neighbor isn't willing to contribute as much to a social project as you are, you'd never think of using a gun to force him to contribute, hiring an armed gang to threaten to kidnap him or confiscate his money if he didn't contribute, using the government in place of the armed gang if he didn't contribute, because every government program, in the final analysis, involves violence against those who don't comply. If two people have agreed to engage in voluntary behavior between them with no violence involved, you'd never think of using a gun to stop them, hiring an armed gang to threaten to kidnap them if right. they didn't stop, using the government in place of the armed gang to stop them.
Because that's what it's all about. I mean, when he's saying two people contracting, he might be referring to prostitution.
Or gay marriage.
Yeah. Why is it your business? Leave them alone.
If a company and an individual have agreed to engage in voluntary behavior between them with no violence involved, you'd never think of... Oh, wait, did I just read that?
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over. Oh. You can stop now.
He repeated it. Why did he read... What?
Well, he's making a point.
He's repeating himself several times, and then his final example is, if a foreign government's not attacking America, you'd never support the idea of initiating violence against a foreign country. And so he's right. I mean, that's how at least how I feel as to why I'm a libertarian, because I think violence is totally wrong unless it's in self-defense, which is why I'm shocked that you guys would say you'd go ahead and start... You know, start S with your neighbors over something.
That wouldn't be starting S, by the way. Yeah. If somebody puts a giant snow phallus in their front yard or puts a naked picture of my mother in their
front yard... I don't want to live in the same neighborhood as you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Right. So what if I have a little deed-restricted community that allows that sort of thing, explicitly allows that?
Then people knew ahead of time.
Well, I think that you know ahead of time when you go into an unrestricted community that anything can happen, that you're taking
risk.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
See, you're...
There wouldn't be a community like that.
Why not? That's what I want to live in, where people leave me to be on my own property and I want.
It wouldn't be the way it is now, because essentially you're getting rid of the zoning rules, and so people who thought they had rules in their community now don't. And they can't get... Right. And you'll never get a 100% majority of people to vote for a deed restriction on existing houses.
Right.
It just won't work.
So I'm gonna cry for you over that, man. Which, so what?
Well, it's a nice way to destroy the protections that I have on my house. Thank you.
You don't have protections on your house.
Yes, I do. I've got zoning restrictions.
I got zoning restrictions on mine too, but doesn't necessarily mean I follow them.
Well, I'm just telling you that I have those protections.
Okay.
I can report somebody who violates zoning.
Yeah, like a little snitch.
I'm making a point here. Uh-huh. I have protections. You're saying to take them away, and the only way I can get
protections back. If you move into a neighborhood with someone, there's an implicit social contract. If you violate that social contract, then...
You're arguing for a social contract now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something implicit. If you're moving into a neighborhood with someone, you have the right, I shouldn't say the right, but you have somewhat of an obligation to be a decent neighbor. And I'm sorry, if you're doing something that is offending all your neighbors, then you are intentionally... You are the one using force against them. Absolutely, you are.
Being offended means you're having force used against you?
No, taking away the value of their homes forcibly is what the force is. If you are lowering everyone around you's property value, then yes, absolutely, I think someone should go onto your property and risk... They're taking personal risk at that point. They're risking you coming out and shooting them. They're risking the consequences of the law because they're destroying property. And I absolutely support their decision if they want to do that. If they want to do that, I don't necessarily think it's right or moral, but it's their right to do that.
They can make that decision, certainly, and I understand what you're saying about the property value possibly going down, But that's the risk you take, in my opinion. And I'm willing to
take
that risk.
It is the risk you take, absolutely. And you take that risk when you make actions that are going to be absolutely and unequivocally offensive to your neighbors, that someone's going to destroy your property. You shouldn't do it.
And that's why I don't do it. I don't do that stuff.
Right, exactly.
I leave my neighbors alone because that's what I want out of them.
Absolutely.
Pointing out that I wouldn't mess with somebody else because then they might do something to me back. Because force only begets more force.
That's
more
right.
Back. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. Join us online where we have the bulletin board system. Thousands and thousands of different posts, a variety of topics, everything from fun stuff to serious issues. It's all for free. You can get interactive online, freetalklive.com. Since we're on the absurd neighborhood scenario,
yeah, that's really what it's going on
topic
here.
Tonight, let's go to an email which is absurd in a different way. This one's about privacy. Regarding privacy, from John, and the expectation thereof, Ian, you talked about the 8-foot fence around your backyard and how if your neighbor were to construct a tower that would let him peer down into your that would let him peer down into your space, you felt that you'd just have to deal with the loss of privacy. After all, his tower would be solely on his own property, and therefore he'd be free to do as he will with it. And yes, that's how I felt. If I've got my 8-foot privacy fence, and that gives me a decent amount of privacy, but if my neighbor were to add a second story to his house, there goes all my privacy, right? And if I wanted to get that privacy back, it would be on my account. I would have to extend the fence another 16 feet or 12 feet in the air.
Or rig what they call shade cloth from, you know, like nursery shade cloth. You could rig that over the...
Top of my house.
Over the backyard.
Right. So it would be on... it'd be my responsibility to protect my own privacy.
Now,
so,
wait. I want to stop down real quick and ask, what if you could prove... Or what if it were obviously provable that this guy was just building higher on his house just to spy on you?
That's his business. It's his property. It's none of my business what he's doing in his yard. Anyway, he's going to go a little crazy here. He says, okay, let's get a bit funkier then. Suppose, first, I'm your neighbor. Second, I have substantially greater financial resources than you do and can therefore beat you in the tower versus fence war. Well, no, because of Manwich's suggestion that you could just put the...
Shade
cloth over? So there's always some other option. Anyway, he says, third, I develop a perverse interest in your activities in your yard because, well, I'm just a nut job. Maybe I'm a paranoid who's become convinced you're building an arsenal to invade my patio and make off with my lawn chairs, whatever. And fourth, I decide to install cameras and microphones to keep perpetual eyes and ears day and night on your yard and house. You know, to prevent a surprise attack. Would you maintain your position that since all my surveillance gear is on my own property, you're crap out of luck?
I know the answer. Yes, you would.
That's right. You're crap out of luck in your desire to be able to take a leak on your posies in privacy, or to have a barbecue with your family and friends without making a record of the whole thing, without me making a record of the whole thing, and maybe even posting it to the web.
Now, what if someone follows you around the country, keep them forcing you to move?
I guess
you say you don't like that behavior, and you move. And this guy is obsessed with you, so they move in next to you. They find a way. They've got substantially more financial resources.
I'd buy a bigger piece of property then.
But what if you don't have the money to do it?
Right.
You can only afford to live there. The smaller piece of property. See, the thing
is... You know what? It is so absurd, this situation. But
it is absurd.
But it's his cameras. Absurd. It's his audio equipment. If he wants to point them at my house, it's his business. I don't care if he sees me taking a leak in the backyard.
Well, you don't care. But I think that people want a certain amount of privacy on their own property. And I think that there has to be some kind of give there. I don't know what it is.
Well, the give is the deed restrictions. If you don't want your if you don't want your neighbor monitoring you with cameras, they're outlawed.
Move into a neighbor. You could move into a neighborhood where it's not allowed to. You're not allowed to spy.
Right. Yep. Exactly right. So he says
you're not allowed to go in your backyard.
And he goes to say,
or that you can move into a neighborhood where that's the rule.
He goes on to say, now obviously this is a rather extreme and unlikely scenario, a reductio ad absurdum, of course. But the point simply is this: do you assert, without qualification or exception, that there's really no libertarian anarcho-capitalistic remedy for what I and many others, I'm sure, would consider gross, unwelcome intrusions of the attention of another into my personal business?
I figured you'd be wrong because it is deed restrictions.
Exactly. Provided there's no actual physical transgression against one's property or person, that is.
Now, in a lot of the situations that we've come up with would be solved because you'd move into a deed-restricted community where the community there would be a clause at any time that the community would be able to modify the deed restriction.
I think most deed restrictions are that way, right?
Most that way. So you have what you call neighborhood associations. So if one guy decided to build a snow penis on their lawn, the entire neighborhood would have a meeting and say, look, either the one guy would be like, I can't stand that, I'm going to knock his snow penis down! Nay!
Yeah.
And the community would either go, yeah, he's right, or sit down, Bob.
Because then
stop yelling and stop drinking.
And whatever it is that their rules, would be, I mean, maybe it would be majority rule. Maybe they would have some sort of an executive elected council. I mean, there's probably different configurations. And that's why we have people called neighborhood Nazis, because these are the people that love to get in control of neighborhood associations and set up all their Nazi-esque rules as far as, well, you can't paint your house this color and this color.
And flag has to be this big.
Right. And your shrubs have to be this tall. Really, there are neighborhoods with extreme... attention to detail.
Absolutely.
In regards to the deed restrictions.
I don't know if people have seen this stuff, but you need to have a color approval. You can only use certain colors on your house. And
all the houses must look exactly the same. You can't build
any
sort of custom
design. They come
along with
a yardstick for your shrubs. You know, if it's bigger than a yard, that's how it was in the last community I was in.
Right.
And they called things that were trees shrubs, just for fun.
Really?
I call George Bush the shrub.
There you go.
Okay. So, yeah. If you want to be a Nazi and you want to control your neighbor's behavior, well, go run for your neighborhood association board. And then you can do all the fun stuff that you want. You can have all the controls in there. And I don't have to participate. That's the fun part about the free market. I can have my freedom.
Along those lines, I mean, I kind of got into a discussion with an ardent atheist on this point. He believes that if this type of thing were to happen, that, you know, for example, there are so many more Christians, we'd never have atheist schools. We'd never have, you know, pro-freedom neighborhood associations because there's just too many of the other type of people, and they'd be all in control.
I think he's totally wrong about that. But let's talk about it more coming up. 800-259-5791. In a free market, would there be things for niches like atheists? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online. Lots of stuff there. All of it is free. The bulletin board system, archives, live streaming, and more, all on the house. If you appreciate the fact that we give you everything for free, well, we'd appreciate your voluntary support via the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. And currently, we've got, I think, around 140 of our listeners that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. Not only because they want to help us out, but because they get a few perks as well. For instance, Johnson, you mentioned this earlier, we've got some classic Free Talk Live archives from season one, the very beginning of the show, beginning days, that we're posting every $25 that we get into the AMP program. All we're asking for is $3 a month from you. So if you can afford that, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com because your dollars we turn them right into advertising. We promote the show with your money, and it gets more radio stations.
Now, that's we started posting the archives at a certain dollar amount, so
that's
there
right.
isn't, you know, for every dollar.
Well, plus, I only keep six of them on there at a time, so they cycle out. So that way you have an incentive to get in now and get as many of them as possible.
Mm.
Yeah. So amp.freetalklive.com. And by the way, long term with the amp program, we have a pretty lofty goal. When we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by 25%.
Mm.
So get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Johnson, you said one of your atheist friends was concerned with the whole free market idea. He's worried that if we have a free marketplace, that there won't be any atheist schools.
He buys in 100%. I think he's more of a democratic person. He buys in 100% to the fact that schools need to be run by the government.
Ugh.
It's the only way that the schools will be good, and that the government has to force religion out of schools.
Well, I can understand where he's coming from if he believes the government has to run schools, but, you know, it's just a communist plank, and, you know, there you go.
Well, his problem is he's concerned, when Johnson presents the free market to him, he says, oh, no, if it was a free marketplace, there are so many Christians, us atheists wouldn't have anywhere to go or to send our kids, but that's just not the case.
Well, that's the opposite of what's true. Now the atheists don't have schools.
Right.
Go to find an atheist school. I'll bet you could find an atheist school if there was a free market.
I think you absolutely could, because there'd be a demand there for it. I know I'd want to send my kids to a school that didn't teach religion. Not necessarily that taught about atheism. But
and if you let the free market, well, I don't know. Never mind. I'm not even going to get into that. Okay, I guess now that I've said it, I also think that in an atheist school, versus a religious school, an atheist school is going to have a much better science program. It's going to have a much better engineering program. It's going to have all sorts of things.
Yeah,
and
I doubt that very seriously.
The number
one school in the county where I
know,
Episcopal school.
Yeah, you can argue against me, but over time, what's going to happen is that school is going to rise to the top, especially in science. I think in science categories,
you think that every Christian is a fundy, and that's not true.
No, I don't. I think that certain Christians are fundies, and I think that in general, atheists tend to be very intelligent people. I think it takes a lot.
No, I don't know about that.
I have not really.
Because it's clear that this guy can't grasp the whole free market concept. I mean, it's not that hard to understand.
And I had a good friend of mine who's that worked with me, and I taught him to read. His IQ was somewhere between 60 and 80, and he was an atheist.
Just
really?
Because, yeah, just because
I've never
you
met those
in
types of people.
Right.
So.
Well, you don't travel in those circles.
Sure.
I mean,
you're intelligent, and you're an agnostic, so that's what you draw to yourself.
Exactly. Right. Just because you don't believe in God doesn't make you smart, and the vice versa. Just because you believe in God doesn't mean that you're stupid. It's just
or smart.
Well,
exactly.
That's not what I was saying.
I know
I didn't
not
really
what you're
say
saying.
That. I just said that all the people that I've ever met and tend to know who are agnostics.
Sure, but the people that you meet that are stupid, you isolate them right away. If you meet somebody that's stupid, I mean, go read Johnson's MySpace profile. It says, like, right in the profile, if you're an idiot, don't talk to me. So, you don't want to talk to those people in the first place. Anyway, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Be sure you join us then. And in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com.
And that's right. Don't talk to me, idiots.
Good
unless
night.
You're sending me fan mail.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Ted Anderson.